The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
An article, a column, no less, caught our eye in the Irish Times today. Regular weekly column for Senator Michael McDougall, of course, former minister, attorney general, PD, and all of that. And it's entitled, "Will No One Shout Stop at the Cost of Metrolink?" This is in the context that a briefing document was provided for the new Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien, saying that the Metrolink project could cost more than 23 billion euros, which would be the largest infrastructure project in the history of the state. It's a pleasure to welcome the Senator and former Taoiseach, Michael, to the programme. Michael, what's your central point?
Well, good morning, Ivan. My central point is that the Metrolink project has grown like Topsy. It started off with a price tag of 3 to 3.5 billion. You know, a couple of years later, it had gone up to 5 or 6. Then it hit 9. It was approved by the government at a much around that time. Later, it's gone on to 10, 11 billion. And now suddenly, Dara O'Brien has been told it could cost 23 billion. And this is before not one shovel has been put in the ground, so to speak. And, you know, we have to remember that the far, far longer and more elaborate Elizabeth Line in London was built for 18 billion pounds sterling. You know, and it's maybe a little bit more than that, maybe 20 billion. So we are really, moving towards a colossal financial disaster.
Okay, but in any historic term, at the time of DART, at the time of the Lewis, be it the green or the red line, it looked an indigestible sum of money. But once you build it, it kind of, the payback is over 30, 40 years, and no one would even contemplate doing without it.
That's the argument that's made. But I mean, let's look at it more rationally. I think this 23 billion has cannibalized the great majority of the public capital program under the National Development Plan for projects of this kind. And what we are actually doing is we're choosing not to extend the Lewis system right across Dublin, which we could do for that kind of money. We are deciding to pour a huge amount of money into one line which goes from Swords to Dublin Airport to the city centre and ends up in a back road in Ranelagh at Dartmouth Road, just beside the Grand Canal. This project, has been, it's very hard to put a finger on it, but it's been driven by an agenda in the MTA. And it excludes, if we go for this, we are saying no massive expansion of the Lewis network in Dublin. We're making choices if we say go ahead with this.
And so your central point is that we need to, because we're the only capital city in Europe that doesn't have a public transport, light rail or rail link to the city centre. And that is a serious problem if there's going to be 30 million passengers there. And secondly, Swords and the north side Malahide are huge growth areas and the bus service is poor. What you're saying, there's alternative public transport solutions for the north side.
Absolutely. I mean, Colin McCarthy went on board Planola and proved by looking at bus timetables from Swords to city centre in Dublin that there'll be insignificant differences for Swords commuters, whether they travel underground via Metrolink or they travel via the port tunnel into the city centre in terms of time lost. But I mean, It's the real thing is this: we are making very, very significant choices, and the government was sort of sold the idea when they published their National Development Plan that this was about 3.5 billion. Now And by the way, this 23 billion isn't a total shock, because Leo Varadkar about 2 years ago said that could be the worst case scenario. So we are on track for this. There's no doubt about it, and it is massively expensive. It's per kilometer underground. It is vastly more expensive than equivalent projects elsewhere in Europe.
And so, NTA. Transport, TII, are the experts in this area.
But they're not experts. I mean, this is the great... NTA is a group of people who ordain themselves to be experts. But, I mean, the things they are doing and the things they are proposing have changed over time. I mean, for instance, at one stage, we were told that the answer to our problems was to dig an underground from Houston Station to Christchurch, to Stephen's Green, to Pier Station, and to connect up with the eastern rail link there, the Dart rail link. We were told that was done. Hundreds of millions, between 100 and 200 million, was spent planning that. And now that's been shelved. And these are the experts that were supposed to be saying, well, now they're right. They've got it, instead of an east-west, what we really need is a north-south. And we should include the airport. But the boss of Erin Aaron went into an Oireachtas committee recently, and he said he could put a surface rail link from the eastern rail corridor to Dublin Airport for 1 billion. And now we're told that we should spend 23 billion on the Metrolink project.
The listeners agree with you, Michael. Why not link the Dart to the airport, says Tommy. I don't often agree with Michael, but he's bang on right now. As long as kids are homeless in the city, it's not time for vanity projects, at Sharon. And Niall says, why can't the Dart rail network be extended from Malahide via Swords for a stop at the airport? Surely it could be done at a fraction of the cost. That is a hoary old chestnut. I can't.
Just to be clear about that, the head of Éireann Road Éireann went into a Dáil committee and said that he could do the job for 1 billion surface rail connection to Dublin Airport.
Less than 5% of the cost. Now, what I really want to talk to you about, Michael, is the presidency, insofar as that, you know me. So the situation is that we're now into mid-March. Polling is in November. And the truth of it is, I'm kind of familiar with past people, both in party and in independence. It costs whoever is a candidate between 200 and 250k to do it absolutely full throttle. You only get your expenses back if you get 12.5%, and a lot of parties burnt their fingers on this in the past. But in terms of your personal outlook, whoever is going to go would sort of within their pillow talk with their partners or whatever need to be making up their mind now. So you've a long career in public service. You've been re-elected to the Seanad on the panel for graduates. You've been in government. You have, in terms of the legal constitutional role of the president, you're one of our foremost barristers and legal opinions. You probably can't afford to take the downgrade and pay from the law library to the presidency. Are you a potential presidential candidate?
No, well, the situation is this, Ivan. In order to be a candidate for the presidency, you have to have 20 members of the Oireachtas sign your nomination form, or alternatively, four members of four county councils nominate you. And the simple fact is that the major political parties have effectively complete control over who is going to be a candidate in the election, which will be held in September, October, I think people should, you know, there are people talking about various other outsiders, Conor McGregor and Linda Martin and the like. But I mean, in reality, it comes down to. Do the major political parties want to run candidates or don't they? And the reason that on the last occasion, a number of local authorities were in a position to hand out nominations was that Fianna Fáil had made a strategic decision that they wouldn't field a candidate. And therefore, a lot of county councillors felt that there was no party position on the presidency and local authorities were in a position to break
this we know. We know the nomination process. My question, you have formerly been in your political life a member of Fine Gael. You've been in government with Fianna Fáil administrations, plural, as part of the PDs. If Simon Harris or Micheál was to ask you, Michael, would you like to be nominated as a candidate? It's a bit of a binary question. Would you say yes or no?
Well, if I was asked to consider running for the presidency by people who are in a position to allow me to be a candidate, I would consider it very, very carefully. And I would sort of ask myself a number of questions. Number one, I'm now coming up to 74. I would be 81 by the time I'd completed my term. And in my case, there would be just one term. I can guarantee that if I did do it. But if that happened, I would consider it very, very carefully and see, you know, what was likely to be the alternative candidates available to the Irish people. And, you know, would I make a good president compared to other people who are offering? That's a hypothetical.
No, I get that.
You said at the outset, you know, the people who want to do it should be collecting money now, and people who and they should be making up their mind and talking to their family and things like that.
And clearing their diary, yeah.
And clearing the diary and all that kind of stuff. I don't accept that. I think that the situation would be a lot clearer as to who the governing parties want to run for president and what their attitude is towards a nomination.
Sure.
Jointly a government nomination or whatever. That'll be clear, I imagine, in the summer.
Okay.
And there's no need now just for people to start throwing shapes and presenting themselves as potential candidates.
Yeah, no, I get all that. Well, look, I want to thank you for saying that in certain circumstances you would seriously consider it on the basis of all the criteria that any candidate considers. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Your views on Metrolink are really well made, that there are cheaper alternatives to this potential vanity project. We wish you well and thank you for joining us on the Pat Kenny Show, Senator Michael McDowell.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.